Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a pilot, as in called a test show, for a new wrestling show hosted by me. I'm Carl Chenier, and
this is the leader of the Sigma Fan Nation, Robert Seidelman.
Yes, the now famed Robert Seidelman Fan Nation, or whatever. We are testing this show out to be possibly a weekly thing separately here. This is all about wrestling, its history, what's going on currently, and all that fun stuff. Hey, if you want to get on the action, you can call the number 718-664-6589. And if this pilot is successful, we'll be moving this show into a different account and have it separately than the other stuff that I do here. But tonight we're going to start this show with the current news. And that is what's happened tonight at the SmackDown tapings / ECW live event. And I think Rob can start off here.
Yep. Actually, probably one of the best things that could happen out of a crappy situation is how I'd like to call it. Wouldn't you say so, Carl?
Yes. What's happened here, folks, is we have two injuries to two of the top stars on SmackDown, that being The Undertaker and Mr. Kennedy. So, Taker was going to drop the title anyway, but it turns out, and WWE.com broke kayfabe on this whole story. It wasn't dropped to Batista as we all thought, because the match that happened tonight ended in another draw.
And so that was probably the best result.
Yeah, because it was getting nowhere.
What happened? You can't really have a good face-to-face feud. I mean, only two people managed to pull it off, and that was Piper and Bret Hart in 92.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. I had thought of another face-to-face match, but I got some comments about that after. So, right. Mark Henry, who's probably more huge than before and could barely walk, comes in and interferes the match. Huh?
Like he couldn't before. He would always waddle the ring to the 3-6 Mafia song.
Yeah, you know? But I hear he's been really been in bad shape. Comes out, interferes, does the number on Undertaker so he can go get his surgery done and all. Then out of the blue, a certain someone who won the Money in the Bank title shot last night, that being Edge, comes out. And, yes, we are, Rob.
Yeah, because I have somebody who wants to listen to the show and actually call in. He can't hear anything on the thing.
Ask him what browser he's using.
All right.
If he's using Firefox, tell him to try IE.
Okay.
Because I've noticed sometimes if in Firefox it won't go straight to a feed unless you have like Winamp or something installed. But back to the story, Edge King comes in, cashes his title shot, and becomes the new World Heavyweight Champion tonight on the SmackDown taping, as I mentioned, as Rob tries to get this guy here.
Right, and I just want to come in right now that they actually did make the best out of a possibly really, really bad situation. With Mr. Kennedy, who we all knew he was going to bide his time and wait till WrestleMania, came down with a really bad injury, so they had to have Edge win Money in the Bank in win the title shot within 5 seconds. That happened on Raw. Go to SmackDown, now you have the cage match. It goes to a no contest. It goes to a draw. Mark Henry comes out and brutalizes Batista and The Undertaker. Edge later comes out, cashes in, beats The Undertaker 1-2-3. Ladies and gentlemen, The best situation happened. Edge, now on SmackDown, and he is your new World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, and the injury that Mr. Kennedy suffered was a triceps tear, which is...
Oh, no.
It means surgery. He'll be out for about 6 months.
Didn't Undertaker suffer the same thing, except it was bicep tear?
He's got a biceps tear. This one's triceps.
And
unfortunately for this guy, Mr. Kennedy, he can't catch a break.
Yeah, because he was becoming one of the most over heels on SmackDown. And if you compare the over heel thing now to SmackDown, if you didn't have Edge come over and Mark Henry was going to come over, the most over heel you would have had would have been Finlay.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Miz.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know, that's sad.
Okay, I know ECW is airing right now in your neck of the woods, Rob.
Right, but I have to turn off the TV, otherwise I'd have to compete with you and ECW.
You're not going to miss nothing, really.
No, good. This will be like almost every week.
Yeah. I think you can kind of guess what happens tonight in the RVD McMahon title match, so we only need to go there.
RD gets uber squashed by Umaga, Shane O'Mag hits a van Terminator, and Vince just lays on him for the 1-2-3. So the Son and the Samoan fat ass does all the work, and Vince gets all the glory. Pretty much how you set up the World Wrestling Federation anyways.
I need that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Kind of the same, but actually, no, it was a little different, but yeah, kind of what happened here.
That figures. And plus, RVD's contract is coming up soon, so they're just jobbing him out, because he might not renew.
Yeah, here's a kicker here recently on ECW. Looks like they're breaking up the new breed.
Well, it was going nowhere anyways.
Yeah.
I think they ruined it when
Kevin
they tried to add Punk.
Yeah,
and he was becoming
Kevin
way
Thorne.
Over.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Thorne, I think, tonight pretty much left the group. And finally, after, a couple months since he's been on WWE TV, Marcus Carvon, they finally,
Lonnie Brown.
The announcers are finally calling the move the Pounce.
Hooray!
Because Taz kind of mentioned it tonight.
Yeah,
I think that match is on right now as we speak on your airing.
Yes. Finally, the people at ECW will feel the
pounce. Yeah.
I was going to do the Monty Brown impersonation. I got razzed for saying it.
Did you get
for doing other impersonations.
With your person there?
Huh?
Did you get in contact with your person there?
Yeah, I did. I told him to use IE.
Okay. Yeah, that should work because, like I said, if you use the Firefox, you click on the live feed, it should go to Winamp.
Yeah.
But in Internet Explorer, it stays in the window. It should pop up automatically.
He's using a Windows Media Player to listen to the feed.
Oh, so he's listening now?
No, that's what he was using, and he got nothing.
Well, Windows Media Player tends to kind of be more...
Crap out.
I guess.
I just use Windows Media Player to listen to my music.
Yeah, me too.
And my,
now we have John Cena, you have Edge, and you have Mr. McMahon as friggin' champions. Isn't that kind of a weird trio there?
One of these things is not like the other.
Okay, this is not the singing show.
Sorry.
Thank you for that.
I know, but it makes sense, though, doesn't it?
I guess you're...
One of those three is not like the other. You want to know who it is?
Who?
And he's using Windows Media Player 11, not 10.
Well, I have 11 on here. That came with Vista.
Me too. I think I have the beta edition of WMP 11, not the full-fledged 11 yet.
Oh.
Still works fine, though.
Well, actually, for Vista, it is a little different. There's a different logo.
Yeah,
it's a little more confusing, I think. Maybe to
but then
you,
again,
tell
I,
your friend
I,
if he's got one amp, try copying the address into that. You should get a fee.
Nah, I think he's listening to it right now.
Okay. Cool.
Anyways, you told me via IM that one of your favorite times in wrestling was, like, late 97, 98. You told me that some guy by the name of Icon posted the Nitro after Starrcade 1997 on YouTube. Just recently.
Yeah, I've been noticing that lately on YouTube. It ain't just this guy. It's been a few people, actually. Another guy who's really been posting more of late 96, early 97, like one by one as like every Nitro pay-per-view Clash of the Champions. This guy I'm talking about now is on
July. That's what I loved was Clash of the Champions. You know, when they had it before, it was like, wow. We finally get to see major matches on free TV instead of having to go to the arenas and having to do pay-per-view. We got the big match.
Yeah, no wonder why they got rid of it in favor of Thunder.
Well, no, well, here's the thing. They did it for a long time until 97, then WCW did, what, a pay-per-view a month?
Yeah, that's
then,
true. Yeah.
So that was probably the good idea, just get rid of Clash of the Champions, because they were competing with the Monday Night Wars, so they could, and probably to compete, they had to do title matches on Nitro, and sometimes on Saturday night, where they would defend the U.S. and the tag team titles on Saturday night. I remember one time they changed the tag belts on Saturday night between, I think it was Public Enemy and Harlem Heat.
Oh, that was long ago. Title changes on Nitro. Of course, you think of Randy Savage winning his second title against Flair in 96,
mm-hmm.
Luger in 97 against Hogan,
Goldberg in 98,
Sting in 99 for, what, an hour? Then DDT right back?
Yep.
Let's
not forget the multitude of title changes in 2000. I think one that you gave me was Flair beating Jarrett.
Which, if you click on, if you go on the Monday Night Wars episode for this week, they have that in that little classic opening on WWE 24/7.
Yeah, isn't that going to change tonight?
This week.
Next week?
Next week.
Okay, good.
WCW, I think is the only new thing they're going to add on here for tomorrow.
And I think primetime. TNT gets swapped out for primetime.
Yes. I can't check right now because I'm recording American Gladiators. Sorry.
It recorded for me tonight, and you know what happened? Right before the Eliminator, end of show. I'm being dead serious.
This is not the American Gladiators show here. We're talking wrestling.
I know, but it sort of connects because American Gladiators was sort of viewed as a poor man's wrestling show. Especially late in the series. But enough about that. Let's talk about...
Let's go back to what we like to call the history section here.
Yep.
Let's start with the old WWF back in the late 80s, early 90s. What would you would say would be your top three matches in that entire span before the Attitude Era?
Before the Attitude Era. So you're like like between 88 and 97.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd have to go with Royal Rumble 92. That match was just awesome. I mean, if you wanted stars, you had stars. You had DiBiase. You had Davey Boy Smith. You had Flair, Hogan, Sid, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, the Big Boss Man. You had Sergeant Slaughter. You had Jake the Snake Roberts. You had Macho Man Randy Savage. You had a ton of people on there. You had Piper, who just... an hour before that, just when they're kind of title off the Mountie.
That's true.
That whole pay-per-view was actually, I put in the top five all time. Even though it did have a Bushwhackers Beverly Brothers match in it, it was still, that match was pretty darn good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody put on their working shoes. And then how about, and you just said just WWF, is that right?
Yeah, this was before 97.
Damn, I wish you would have said WCW because I would have said
I'm going to get the WCW. I'm talking about the old WWF right now.
All
right.
If I'm going to pick one, oh, God. WrestleMania 4, Blade, if you're listening to the show and you're probably not, this was for you. Strikeforce versus Demolition. At WrestleMania 4.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I never saw WrestleMania 4.
It was good. It was actually, that was the one with the big tournament to crown a new champion after DiBiase bought the belt from Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah, and, you remember that custom belt that was supposed to be given to Andre if he won the WWF title?
No, that was WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying you
remember. Yeah, that big honking belt that I think Bobby had to pay like $28,000 restitution for.
That's why I only said top three matches.
I know. I have one more.
Okay.
Because I only said two.
Uh-huh.
I would have to go to WrestleMania 10.
I think I know where you're going here.
Guess. Just guess.
Would it involve a ladder?
No. I'm going Bret Hart versus Owen Hart, WrestleMania 10. It was either that match or the cage match at SummerSlam 94.
Okay,
I decided to go with the WrestleMania match.
Okay, here's my top three in the before Attitude Era.
All right.
I'm with you on the number one, the Rumble match of 92. Simply because it was awesome to watch.
And if people are listening right now, you don't have the tape, go to eBay, find it, or buy the Royal Rumble Anthology on DVD. Trust us, you won't be sorry.
Mm-hmm. Two. The ladder match at WrestleMania 10, Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels.
That was good.
With Scott Hall becoming the undisputed Intercontinental Champion.
The bad guy, Razor Ramon. Chico.
Three. WrestleMania 12, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Iron Man match, 60 minutes.
Yes.
Shawn Michaels wins his first WWF title.
You mean his first heavyweight championship?
Yeah,
if you want to go title, because you could make an argument for the Intercontinental title, since it was A, a title, B, his first. But you mean big title.
Okay, let's go to WCW, and we'll go from 91 to the end of WCW, and this is before the buyout.
Okay, good. Make it easy.
91 to 2001.
All right, top three?
Yeah.
Okay. Top match, personally, to me, Ric Flair versus Vader, Starrcade 1993. Match was just awesome.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. 30 minutes, scheduled to go 60, but 30 minutes. Vader worked his ass off, which he always did in WCW early on.
Before
and Flair getting back to the promised land. Holding up that title in his hometown for the 11th time. Two. Come on. Probably the best no-holds-barred match I've ever seen in my life. And I think Carl knows where I'm going with this one.
Yeah.
Sullivan Benoit, Great American Bash 96.
Oh, there's a woman in the men's room.
I'm sure about that was probably a... I'm not sure if it was... I think it was probably one of those he-she's that always hang out and... You know, New England.
Oh, Lord. Okay, three.
All right, three?
Yeah, wasn't that your second one?
Yeah, that's my second one.
Oh, that was your third one. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say my third one yet.
Oh, yeah.
God, I gotta remember. Okay. Man. Okay. I gotta go another Ric Flair match. Ric Flair versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Spring Stampede 1994. I mean, wasn't...
Classic.
Wasn't Steamboat pushing 40 or something along that time? It was near the tail end of his career? Before of that bad shoulder injury to Steve Austin?
Yeah.
There you go. That's my pick for number three.
Yeah, see, Rob is more into the older style. Since I only started watching around 96, 97, mine would be more based or more late era. Here's my top three. Top one would be Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero, Taito versus Max, Halloween Havoc 97. Probably the best cruiserweight match I've ever seen.
If you want another good cruiserweight match, you got to go back to Great American Bash 96. Dean Malenko versus Rey Mysterio.
That was actually second.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That pretty much etched in stone that the cruiserweight division was going to be something special in the WCW.
Great American Bash 96 was just pure awesome. Even though if you did have Mongo in the main event, one of the main events.
Yeah. We'll get to the worst in a minute here. Third. Let's see. What would be a pretty good third here that was actually decent?
I got one.
Bret Hart's first match in WCW against Flair in 98 sold out.
That was another good one.
That was solid.
I was gonna throw in like a WCW Mayhem match from 99, which is also damn good. One of two. Bret Hart versus Sting or Bret Hart versus Chris Benoit?
Benoit.
Yeah. However, their match on Nitro, a tribute of sorts to Owen Hart, which is on the Bret Hart DVD, was also pretty damn good.
Yeah, you can't top that one.
The Mayhem one topped that one?
I said the Mayhem match can't top the tribute to Owen.
Right. Well, emotional-wise, it can't, but... Yeah.
Okay, we'll do ECW at another time. We're going now to the worst matches in WWF WCW history combined.
And all right, ready to go?
Three.
Okay.
I know Rob has three here, but I think Rob has more.
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of them.
Oh, five.
Okay, five. One. And I have to, and this is all-time worst match?
All-time worst match in both companies.
Okay, one. Aki Bono versus The Big Show, WrestleMania 21. In a sumo match. Five words. Big Show in a thong. Or whatever the hell he was wearing. Nobody wants to see the Big Show's big, fat, pimply ass.
Or Aki Bono's, for that matter.
Exactly. Two. Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, WrestleMania 20. How bad is it when there is somebody in the audience getting more pops than the people wrestling?
Yeah.
You can hear a chant of, "We want Hogan! We want Hart! Lord.
We want something better."
Yeah. Okay. Three!
Three.
New Blood Rising 2000. Judy Bagwell on a pole match.
Oh, Lord.
Need I say more?
Let's move on.
Four! You're going to love this one. I'm stepping into the Wayback Machine for this one.
Uh-oh.
Great American Bash, 1991. Stunning Steve Austin, and I don't know who else, versus PN News and Big Josh. I think it was Big Josh. In a scaffold capture the flag match.
Wasn't he teaming with Rick Rude back then?
No. He didn't start teaming up with Rick Rude until 92 when they were part of the Dangerous Alliance.
Oh. Tom Zink? I don't think they ever teamed up. Okay.
Nah. Tom Zink was the Z-Man who was probably jobbing. However, I did see him win one match against the Diamond Stud on Great American on Clash of the Champions in 91.
Okay. Your final one?
My final one?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to do this to The Undertaker, but this match was so bad. Undertaker, Giant Gonzalez, WrestleMania 9. no matter how hard Undertaker tried, the WWF at the time neutered El Gigante, Jorge Gonzalez, Giant Gonzalez, whatever you want to call him this week. Put him in this massive bodysuit and told him, you know, just move all stiff-like. That's your gimmick. And
yeah.
No. And speaking of more ass that nobody wants to see,
mm-hmm.
they could at least spray painted some hair, you know, on Giant Gonzalez's ass portion like they did before that. And plus, being managed by Harvey Wilberman never helps.
Yeah.
And speaking of the worst, I got to do the WrestleMania, the WrestleCrap update thing for you. New induction,
mm-hmm.
Reverend Devon.
Yeah, you mentioned that last night on CC Lord.
Yes, worse than masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, you have one to pick there.
Huh?
Pick an honorable mention of worst match here.
Honorable mention for worst match?
Yeah. That wasn't.
How about this one? 2001. It happened here at Tacoma, Washington. Which killed the invasion angle.
And that would be
Buff Bagwell versus Booker T.
Oh, yes. WCW title match. On Raw.
Booker T, I get. He's great. Buff? He wasn't even qualified to be a good United States champion or a TV champion.
But he never won.
Exactly. He was always a tag team guy.
Tag team guy, yeah. Tag team jobber.
Yeah, when he was with the American Males.
Whatever. Okay, moving on. And by the way, we're going to continue on with this show, even though we're about to go off live. We're going to finish it up here, and then I'm about to go to bed. Here's my five worst matches of all time in the honorable mention. Rob digs deep, and he's got more wrestling knowledge than me, but actually more of mine would be in the late 90s, really, more than anything. But probably the worst match I've ever seen in my whole life would have to be involving a certain someone who got cursed out this past weekend by the Iron Sheik.
Luger?
No, I'm talking about Warrior.
Warrior. I know which one you're going for.
Warrior versus Hogan, Halloween Havoc 98.
You know, a friend of mine actually was going to give me that tape. Halloween Havoc 98.
Should have punched him in his face if he did.
Well, the rest of the card wasn't that bad. You had a great Goldberg DDP match for the main event.
Yeah. That was my honorable mention for the best ones. But moving on, number two. And I go back to, I'm going to dig a little deep back here. You remember back when ECW, the real ECW had an invasion with the WWF at the time?
Yeah.
You remember the Taz, Mikey Whipwreck, or Train Wreck?
Uh-huh.
That would be number two.
Ooh.
And you got Sabu jumping off the Raw sign.
You effed up! You effed up!
Yeah. And we're about to get to that in the Monday Night War, actually.
Yeah, I think that might be next week.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, you could check. And we're going off live air in 30 seconds, but we're going to continue, so if you want to listen to this, just click on the archive, as you well know. But I'm going on here.
Good night, Canada.
Yeah. hang on a second. Let me pull up my sheet here that I had written down.
Do you actually have an itinerary?
Not really. More like a match sheet. I had it typed down somewhere. I'm freezing. Okay. We're going to a Bash at the Beach event for the third one here. Now, Rob might not know which one I'm going with here. But I think he can kind of guess. You remember Hogan and Rodman had a couple of tag matches.
Yeah, I do.
And this whole thing with Karl Malone and DDP and blah, blah, blah. Hogan and Rodman against DDP and Malone would be number three. Watching Rodman and Karl Malone wrestle pretty much put me asleep.
I bet.
No. That's all that needs to be said.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Ah, here it is. Found it. February 14th, 1997. Here's the match listings. New Blackjacks, Bradshaw and Windham beat the Godwins. Stevie Richards beats Little Guido. Goldust beats Savio Vega. Taz versus Mikey Whipwreck? You picked that as a worst?
Well, it didn't come out right.
Legion of Doom versus the Headbangers. And the main event. Actually, no, I take that back. Tommy Dreamer beats Devon Dudley. And The Undertaker beats Farouk by disqualification. I thought this would have come earlier. But then again, what do I know?
All right, here's the next one here, number four. We go to a SummerSlam. And yes, we know he got injured, and well, actually, he got injured by Owen Hart. Austin and Owen Hart was a disaster at the end. Mainly because he was injured. And the way he took that Crayo. And Rob Speech is what I'm picking here.
Yeah, I'm just listening because I thought that was a great match up until that part. I thought that was a pretty darn good match.
Well, here's one that you might not remember. And we're going to go to a Raw match. And this was a six-man tag. Do you remember when Kevin Nash came back after injuring? He injured something.
His quad. Is this the infamous match where he tore his quad?
Yes. that
had to be around 2003.
Yeah, it was 02 actually. This is when the NWO was about to be pretty much disbanded for a final time. Let's see. It was who was in the match anyway? It was Nash.
I think Joe? Nash, Michaels.
No, not Michaels. X-Pac, Big Show?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Booker T, Goldust, and some other jabroni. I think Bubba Ray.
Right.
And,
I'm just looking at this stuff for 2007, this 97 stuff off of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. I'm just looking at the stuff up until March 31st. God, all this stuff looks bad.
Hey, you know,
listen,
I got that raw tape.
Huh?
And I got that raw on tape. Another match from that raw is really bad. You remember Jackie Gale was so green she screwed up and then.
Oh, you have that match.
Oh, yes, I do.
That one got inducted.
That
one.
The reason why I brought this one up is because I saw her shoot interview about it.
Yeah, I don't dig much into, you know, shoot interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of shoot interviews popping up on YouTube lately, too.
Oh, there's a shoot interview that popped up with the first whore of wrestling, I mean, first lady of wrestling, Missy Hyatt.
Oh, first whore of wrestling, that's about right.
Yeah, first whore of wrestling. The one thing that she was remembered for is that... Huh?
The first boob job of wrestling.
No, she was actually the first... you're right. Close enough. Anyway, she said in the show interview that she still owed Kevin Nash a blowjob.
She did what to Kevin Nash?
Yeah, she owes Kevin Nash a blowjob.
Oh, good lord.
And she... And I think she mentioned this on her MySpace, but I'm not going to go check. I think she still wants to fuck Trent Acid from CZW fame.
How old is this woman? Late 40s now?
I think early 40s, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen her pictures online, unfortunately?
Can you say Butterface?
Can you go there?
Can you say Butterface, kids?
Yeah, Butterface.
I
butter ass, it. Butter, you name it, shit.
And she, there's so many famous people she slept with, like Brutus Beefcake. Ed Leslie.
Yeah.
Banged her when she had an inflated anus.
Lord. Got some real freaks in wrestling, guys.
Well, what do you expect? It's Ed Leslie. The only reason he still is still recognized is because he hung on to Hogan's coattails for the past 8 years.
And still does.
Yep.
He actually wrestled at the recent Memphis show. That was
joyous.
To be in the Mid-South Coliseum would end up being in the FedEx Forum. A lot of empty seats.
Didn't they draw, 6,000 people? They drew about 6,000 people... And I think they actually turned a profit.
Yeah, because of Hogan. Hogan and Paul White. And actually, Paul White is a lot skinnier than he was last
Which is good.
Ago. Yeah. He said his weight, during that promo, he said his weight was 440. I can't remember the last time he said he was 440.
I can. It had to be around...
Before you even started?
No, Great American Bash. I have to go back to Great American Bash 96 to find him that skinny.
Oh. 440?
I think 96.
Sheesh. But yeah, he...
Yeah, he was actually in great shape. He could actually throw a drop kick.
Yeah, and yet Hogan still picked his ass up. It's random.
Even though Hogan said, what, so many hip surgeries and Linda?
Knee surgeries and...
Yeah.
Hogan's... Pretty much crippled.
Yeah.
He's crippled in the mind, too.
Well, what do you expect? He still thinks Brooke Hogan can sing.
Yeah. We'll tackle that on our debut show, I guess, if you want to, about Hogan. His greatest matches, his worst matches, why we think he sucks.
And why we think he's great.
And why we think he's great, yes. Because, don't get me wrong, the guy, it's a good draw, but sometimes he just makes choices in life that are stupid.
And I think we might have to play the infamous Vince Russo interview.
Oh, yes. You can search on YouTube, folks. It's there. Trust us.
Best listening I've heard in ages.
And, yeah, he's pretty much a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, who isn't? Good in wrestling.
Val Venus?
Please, the guy's a jobber nowadays.
He should have played the politic field. Maybe he might be Intercontinental Champion again.
I highly doubt it. That belt belongs to the guy who ain't wrestled but what, one match?
Two
matches.
However, here's the thing.
One real match.
He actually kicked ass in OBW when he was a Boris Alexeev, Russian shoot fighter.
How can an Italian-born person be Russian? I don't understand that.
What do you expect? It's WWE.
Yeah.
WWE. We are continuity.
That's a C.
Does it matter? TNA says they are wrestling.
They're old-time. They are 40 and 50-year-olds wrestling, yes.
Maybe a 60-year-old with Bob Backlund.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
But then again, Bob Backlund can still go.
Yeah, no, it's we ain't even touched the subject of TNA. Reason
yes, it gets relegated to the after show. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cut out a little bit there.
Do what?
You cut out a little bit there, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's his damn phone. All right, we're about there. We're actually about to end this in a minute or two here because it's getting late.
Yeah, so quick TNA recap. Buffoon X, Buffoonery X, or whatever the hell it's called, was okay. Paparazzi production segment. Jeff Jarrett's face turn probably will succeed since everybody hates Robert Roode.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this tag match, LAX, Tom Cohen Steiner, and Team 3D. Remember to dot your T's and cross your I's.
And just a note on Jeff Jarrett, he hasn't had a successful face run since we first went to WCW back in 96.
Yep.
You remember that? He went to debut, and then Tony Schiavone interviewed him.
He said he was pro WCW.
And he told the NWO to stick it.
Yep.
And what happens? He faces a giant star in 96.
No, Halloween Havoc 96.
Yeah. That's right. Giant faced Luger in 96. That's true.
Yep.
And lost.
And I think on the Monday Night War right now, DDP makes his face turn.
Oh, right now, yeah. After sticking it to the NWO.
Yep.
Tell you what, DDP was a good heel for a while.
Yeah, but here's the thing with DDP. Even though he was a heel, people still popped for the Diamond Cutter.
Yeah. Even during the stupid, probably one of the worst angles ever, and that would be the Undertaker White Stalker's angle.
Oh. Yeah, Stalker DDP got inducted as well.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell those people were smoking when they came up with that shit.
Maybe he just wanted to find somebody different. You know, sometimes you might get tired by having a hot smoking babe on Kimberly Page. Sometimes
yeah, but here's the
real
thing. Page has been in wrestling, was in wrestling for years before even wrestling in the ring as a manager.
Yeah, I think he was a manager for the late, for AWA, like in around 89 and 90. Then he jumped to WCW in 91, managed the Diamond Stud and Vinny Vegas.
Then I, in WWF run, quick.
the WWF run. Stalker DDP, that boiled over. Then he became like the positive, affirmative.
Positive guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Fake
D. Yeah, and the big grin.
And the, yeah, the fake run.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he have an earlier WWF run, like in the early 90s, or was that someone else?
He made an appearance. I believe at a WrestleMania, he drove Honky Tonk's
Cadillac. He drove a pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Raven.
Nah, that was DDP. Razor was the Diamond Stud.
No, I said Raven.
Oh, that was Johnny Polo.
Yeah, yeah.
He was wrestling at that time as, I believe, Scott the Bod in GWF.
Of course, you know these wrestlers, after you see them for years, they have problems
yeah.
and all, and that's a guy who's got problems. I'm talking about Scott Levy.
Raven, yeah.
Raven. Health problems. Or the last time you saw the guy wrestle.
I think I actually have his last match that I actually seen him wrestle. Victory Road 06.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
You watched it, too? Or did you just buy the DVD?
No, I rented the DVD.
Yeah, I own it.
I got to watch that, in other words. Let's see, what else? The reason why he ain't wrestling now is because of thyroid problems.
Oof, yeah, I know.
Yeah, my mom's got that. what, hypothyroidism or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety runs in my family, buddy, let me tell you. Well, we extended this pilot by 15 minutes. Could have done a whole hour if it wasn't that late at night.
Yes. We're like a little blue pill.
For most it's blue, it's others it's yellow.
Yes, except unless your name is Hugh Hefner, then you have it injected into your veins.
Yeah, speaking of injections, I was watching Hogan Knows Best before we started this on TNT.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching the, season 3, I think, episodes.
Mm-hmm.
There was one where he was endorsing George, like a grill.
I think that was season 2.
Or whatever season it was. He was getting injections in his back. Like steroid type.
Okay, season 2. I know what you're talking about. This was directly after his match with Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Bischoff came over and they tried to hawk an energy drink.
We do know Hogan still takes steroids. Always has.
And always will. Till he dies. Forever and ever. Amen.
I mean, shit, we can name a list of people who've taken steroids.
Okay, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash claims he's free, but I doubt that. Mr. Perfect, Rick Rude, the list goes on and on. I'm getting too tired to list.
I'm going to list a few. Flair, Triple H, Scott Steiner,
Rick Steiner. I think it's time we end this cavalcade of fun. It's almost time for me to turn in.
Yeah, me too. Billy Kidman, Chris Benoit, and let's go.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's go sign on. We'll do more next week.
On a different account, we'll let you know where it is. The number and all that junk.
True-hoo. And don't we have an official end theme for this show?
Dude, my computer is like off and my lights are out. I'm about to go to bed.
All right, well, debut
no
the theme next week. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I have no theme right now. Everything is off.
I thought I gave you the theme a few months ago, the Armstrong theme.
Oh, yeah, I haven't uploaded that yet. I will. I think I'll make the new account for this.
Okay.
I'll do all that shit tomorrow when I get home. But
all right, so...
1 a.m. when this time zone, when Rob's got school to do, I think, tomorrow.
My third to last day.
Yes. And this show doesn't have an official name yet, but we'll probably have it by next week.
Okay. Yes, we will. So join us Tuesday? Or it depends on when you have work.
Yeah, it'll depend when I have work.
Okay.
All right. For Rob Solomon, I'm crossing here saying good night.
Adios, amigos.
Peace.